G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 26. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, the Masters, as they're calling it in Perth, continues day two, and it is the second Group 1 event. It is the Crown Perth Winter Bottom Stakes, and Carl, you'll be on course.
Yeah. I'm not on a junket, though. I'm paying my own way. I might be walking back as well if we have an unsuccessful day in the punt, but interesting race. A bit of Eastern Seaboard representation with Terra Vista and Mulugwera. Genuine Group 1 quality, probably questionable, but still should be a good race.
Yeah, what do you think, Joel? Opinion divided. It's $1 million. You'd think that you might scrounge up a bit more interest than just the how many are over there for.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were queries going into the Daly Classic, weren't there, this year about how sort of good it was. Mulugwera won that race. Look, I think it's a good representation. Terra Vista's a Group 1 winner, as is Mulugwera, and Takedown, at least sort of, not seen as being on the verge of Group 1 quality in the Eastern States, but look, I think he's pushing, sort of towards that. He's a genuine sort of Group 2, Group 3 sprinter, and there's some smart locals too. State Solicitor has been just taking all before him. Vega Magic's built a very good record, apart from a couple of luckless runs, and Shidell, well, she's won 9 from 10 on the track, so, it's a good feel.
All right, well, you've talked me into it. Well, let's just get straight into it then. Joel, race 8 at Ascot on Saturday. It is 5 o'clock local time, 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. It is 1,200 metres, standard weight for age, worth $1 million. It is a Group 1, and listeners who have seen this week's Winning Post front thereof will not be surprised to learn that you, Joel, are tipping Takedown.
Yeah, I like Takedown. He's a good, tough, honest, on-speed sprinter. He won his first two runs this time in. Came down south to Melbourne and tried him over 1400. He was pretty unlucky at Caulfield. Voodoo Lad had all the momentum, and he was sort of held up at a key stage. Once he got sort of into the clear, he was taking ground off that winner. And then at Flemington last start, it was a pretty high pressure 1400 metre race, and just probably didn't pan out for him. I think back to 1200. Tim Clark back in the saddle, who has partnered into a couple of feature wins. And look, there's plenty of pace in this race. That's the other thing about this. A lot of horses like to go forward. He's one of them, but he's tough, and I think he'll keep going. I've got him ahead of two Mulugwera. Maybe Spieth should have beaten him in the Daly Classic, but great effort. He's just built a really good record. He's a good horse. 11 Shidell. Well, her former Perth career saw her win 9 of 10 at Ascot. She's been going well for the Hayes Dabernig Yard, and 1 Terra Vista in for 4. I think if you're looking at another local, maybe Vega Magic. He's drawn soft and should get every chance. But 3-2-11-1 for me. I like Takedown each way at around $8.
Terra Vista on top. Thought the first up run down the straight at Flemington was sound over the 1,000 metres. Will be an improver second up with that added fitness and stepping up to the 1,200 metres. Barrier 5 just draws to get a lovely run. A couple of pairs back, and I think is going to be the one to beat. Does look the class runner. Ahead of Shidell, back to Western Australia, has a great record at Ascot, has been well documented this week. I think can press forward from barrier 6, maybe sit outside the stablemate Keen Array, and maybe they can dominate from the front. And I think under those circumstances, Shidell will be competitive. Third, I've put in Mulugwera, who might need luck from the inside barrier, but is in a rich vein of form. And fourth, then I've put in number 3, Takedown. So I've gone, well, all the no respect for the locals, State's list I'm keen to see, but I've gone 1, 11, 2 and 3.
All right, well, look, I'm a fan of the new Ascot Carnival format of having the Group 1 spread over 3 weeks. Always seemed a bit strange to have basically a midweek meeting bung between your two Group 1 meetings, but what it does mean is that the feature races are spread a little bit thin, so there's not too many of them on Saturday. There is another listed race, and there's a couple of $100,000 races, so we may as well take you through all of those. And the first of those, Joel, is race 5. That is the 2-year-old race. It is the Mum Champagne Crystal Slipper Stakes, 1,100 metres. It's an unlisted race, but it's worth $100,000.
Yeah, I think there'll be a bit of value about number 6, Metallic Queen. She had no luck first start. And then next start, she was really savaging the line, just missed in a photo finish. I think she can give you a bit of a sight at each way odds. 3 Soundcheck, 2 Akina Curie, and 1 Keeper Keen. They all come through the same race. Keeper Keen had the inside run, drawn 10 on Saturday. I think the numbers 2 and 3 can turn the table. So we'll go Soundcheck for second, Akina Curie for third, and we'll throw in the first starter, Riask, in for fourth. Won both trials and did show good benefit from the first one into the second one. It was a bit green in that first one.
All right, the listed race at Ascot on Saturday is race 6, the Tab Touch Tattersall's Cup over 2,100 metres.
Yeah, I've gone for 11, Kia or Kutu, who, look, he's just, he's going to, whether he can get back to what, how exciting he looked back in his three-year-old season, I'm not sure. But I thought there was a decent sign last time. He was pretty strong that last sort of 50 metres. He was finding the line, getting out to 2,100, barrier 2. As long as, barrier 2 is maybe not great, because he has been sort of coming off the bit, and Joe has a party will need to get into him quite early, as long as he's not getting held up. I think he'll be a good chance. 10 Dark Alerts, the hardest to beat. 1 Zarance, has a big weight, coming through the railway run last week. And 4 Tonto, who did win well last time.
And the other $100,000 feature is race 7. That is the Tab Touch Regional Championship, the road to Ascot. This is a 1,200 metre race worth $100,000. And there's a few in-form horses here, because the 16... in the main body of the field, have all finished top 4 in one of the heats last start.
Yeah, so very similar to the provincial and country championships that, of course, we now see in Sydney. Look, I thought 4 Grand Lerado was probably one of the better runs in those heats. He was really hitting the line strongly for third. He has won up to a mile, so he could soon be wanting further than 1,200, but he's still only second up. We'll go with him to beat 8 Luke's Gold, who's won 3 from 4. 5 Secret Minx was impressive, probably one of the weaker heats. But it was a good win, and 16, Harry Thomas, the lightly raced three-year-old, in for 4.
All right, Joel, your best was in the main race, the Winterbottom Race 8, number 3, Take Down. Your value bet comes up earlier on the program. We build a bank with race 3, number 5, Seagull.
Yeah, good, really good return from him over the 1,100, sitting the line strongly. Out to 1,500, so a decent step up, but I think it's what he's looking for. He was placed up to 2,100 last prep. He'll be finishing off really strongly here.
All right, back east on Saturday, we head back to the Valley for a Saturday meeting for the first time since the Cox Plate. 9 races to choose from. Where are you going, Joel, for your best?
I'm waiting for the last for my best, race 9, at number 12, King's Command. Talented galloper. He was in really good form last prep early on. He beat Schaff first up. That horse went on to win at Flemington and place in good company. He then had a win over Dubio. Well, that's good form. He's a very honest sprinter. Dubio ran well, of course, last Saturday at Ballarat. He's trialled well. He's going to get a lovely run, do no work, and with 54 kilos, I think it'll be very, very hard to beat King's Command. Made him my best. Rest of the card, not really confident about, to be honest, but I made Go Public a value bet, race 4, number 7. Also always had a bit of time for. He showed good ability at jump outs, struggled first start in a race. They tipped him out. He's come back, and it was a decent effort first up at Cranbourne, and a good Echuca maiden win. This is tougher. He may soon be looking for a bit further, but he'll do no work in the run and might give you a bit of a sight at a price.
Yeah, best bet for me, race 2, number 4, Black Wolf Run. The first starter trained by Michael Moroney. Half to Sosibon, the talented three-year-old. This one being the son of All Too Hard, as opposed to So You Think, which is the sire of Sosibon. Just really like the two recent jump outs, particularly the latest one where Black Wolf Run jumped out, led throughout, and did it really comfortably. Looks to have plenty of ability. Barrier 2 draws to find the fence first, and under those circumstances will be pretty hard to beat. And the value bet comes up in the last race, race 9, number 7, Star Fortune. This horse resumes with an effortless win over the same track and distance last time. Drew Barrier 2 that day, and Damien Oliver was able to get a soft run up on the pace. Draws barrier 4 on the weekend. Doesn't look to be too much pace on paper again. It's a big field though, and maybe those swoopers might just have a few traffic problems. At least I'm hoping so. And I think Star Fortune, who's won 6 out of 4 though, and a great strike rate. You can expect a real honest performance from him in the last race.
My best was race 7, number 5, Boom Time Horse on the up. Impressed on the last day at Flemington, I thought could go on with it, although it's not a bad race, that one. High Church, probably the hardest to beat for mine, and I'm afraid to go against Joel here with my value bet, race 9, number 14, Canna, I thought could win again. We seem to have been at Rosehill for quite a while. Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Saturday racing in Sydney on Saturday. And what have you found first there, Joel?
Made Snoopy my best, race 7, number 5. Bit costly last time out, but it was his first run back off a little bit of a let up, and I thought it was a good effort. He travelled 1-1, probably had every chance in running, but he just didn't quite have the turn of foot as the winner, Grundezeet, who ducked back to the rails and just added further to his impressive Canterbury record. Liked his last 50 metres, Snoopy, blinkers on, drawn a bit wide, and there's a few chances in this. You know, it's probably the wrong sort of a race to be labelling something in, but I think it'll be really hard to beat Snoopy. And my value is unbiased, around $6, so, you know, not huge value, but still good enough. Race 6, number 7. He was really good first up over near the inside. He was strip fitter for that. He ran well fresh last prep and then smashed his rival second up. I think he can certainly make good progress off that fresh run and be hard to beat.
Best bet for me, race 8, number 9, Arowinda. This horse was a runner-up first up over 1,100 metres. It got back and hit the line nicely. It just missed out at Canterbury. And then it stepped up to 1,200 metres, probably settled a pair or two too far back, and held its ground with the winner on that occasion, Daisy Doom, who's in form and probably one of the better-performed mares in Sydney at the moment. Third up from a spell. I think the race will work out well for Rowinda, and it does look to find herself in a real winnable race, and showed great promise last prep as well, with good placings at Scone and other listed races as well. The value bet is race 9, number 12, In Her Time. In Her Time's also entered for Friday night at Canterbury, really hoping they take up the harder option, I guess you could say, on paper, and run here at 33-1. I think the big open spaces at Rosehill will suit. Great win on debut at 70-1. It's 3 wide up on the pace and got the job done. Next 5 runs unplaced, 4 or 5 runs unplaced in tougher company. And but shown glimpses of ability, really strong through the line, first up last prep in the 5 ball. Got a lot of ability, finally in its right race, and can run a really, really big race at 33-1. I can't emphasise enough, if the connections are listening, which they're probably not, please run in this race, not at Canterbury.
Yeah, I'll tip it for a second. I'll be having something on it at those odds too if they go there.
And if they go to Canterbury, I won't have a cent on, so don't do it.
All right.
That's my threat.
And he does need he needs some spending money for his Perth trip. All right. Morfordville racing on the course proper in Adelaide on Saturday. And, we start off with Tiny Fields and end up with Monster Fields, Carl. And needless to say, your bets come in those big value, big fields.
Exactly right. Beau Rivage, race 6, number 16. It's named after the restaurant at Gloucester Park, which I'll be eating in tomorrow night, which might be a good omen. This horse is really, really good. Hit the line nicely behind Penny for a Pound, third up from a spell, over 1,250 metres, I think. Certainly, it's a competitive race, but certainly looks up to getting the job done here. And in the 8th race, I'm keen on Freedom Road, who got back in a slowly run race, got on the heels. They ran 1:27 for the 1,400 at Moorfield Park, so they were crawling. And Freedom Road still hit the line nicely for third, meets a similar sort of field. Expect her to get back and be finishing home nicely, just needs a bit of tempo on, and hopefully the big field ensures that.
Gold Denari for me. Listeners may remember, tipped him out on debut a couple of months ago. He did a good job. Turned out to be a pretty good form race. Crafted ran third. He came to Moonee Valley and ran second to Archives on Cox Plate Day. I think he's a really smart horse, Gold Denari, and I think they're aiming towards the Magic Millions meeting on the Gold Coast. I think he'll be hard to beat first up.
Okay, Eagle Farm again, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and big fields there. And as we head towards the Brisbane Summer Carnival, we get a couple of listed events, Joel. We start in race 6. It's the Colin McAlpin AM Memorial Classic, 1,200 for fillies and mares.
Yeah, I've gone the way of number 10, Elegant Composure. She won her first 6, missed a place at her next couple in tougher assignments, but she certainly wasn't disgraced. Chris Anderson, a young trainer, got a fair bit of time for. Just monitor the betting, but I think if she's ready to go first up, she'll run a really good race. 8, she is what she is. They rode her back last week. She hit the line well. She's much better when she leads. I think they'll go forward on Saturday, and she'll be hard to run down. 6, Butterboom, the Joe Pride-trained mare. She's been trialling really well in Sydney. Her form last prep was good. And 2, Private Secretary. Well, she's the class, and she looks well-placed at the at the weight. She's got a horror draw. She's going to get a long way back, but with the break, she'll be very hard to beat. I think at $3.30, $3.40, she's probably short enough, though.
The other listed race at Eagle Farm on Saturday is race 7, the Sky Racing Tattersalls Recognition Stakes, over 1,400 metres, and here we find your value bet, Joel.
Yeah, had a bit of luck with Feltra at the back end of the carnival when he won at a good price at this track. They put the blinkers on him, really switched him on, and he was heavily backed and he won well. Blinkers are on him first up here, and I think he could surprise a few because he was pretty luckless with barriers early in that latest campaign. He's come up with barrier two, and as I said, the blinkers are on. He's got a great record at 1,400. I think he'll run you a really good race. I've got him ahead of 10 Lordag, who hit the line really well first up. 3 Frespinol, who won that race, and a 1 Hofgarten. Has the big weight, but he's all class and loves Eagle Farm. 6-10-3-1.
All right, and your best at Eagle Farm comes up in race 4, number 6. Billy the Kid brained his rivals in a maiden first up. Do you think he can step up here?
Yeah, Son of Savabeel, he's got a bright future. He went winless in his first preparation, but both runs had plenty of merit. He just looked, you know, it's a horse that would improve with a bit of time, and first up he looked, looked to have matured a lot. He went forward and just, as you said, yeah, smashed his rivals. I think he will keep improving, and it should be hard to beat on Saturday.
All right, earlier in the day, they are racing at Ellerslie and Whanganui. There is a listed race at Ellerslie, Joel, the Trevor Eagle Memorial, race 6, and your value bet comes up here, Excalibur, number 6.
Yeah, he's a maiden after 3 starts. He shouldn't be. He should have won last.
Number 10.
Should have won last start. Leithinus just had no luck on him. He was travelling well. He was about to really come out after the leader and got stopped in his tracks. He also broke his whip, too, which is another excuse I read in the stewards report. But if he had got clear when he got stopped in his tracks, I think he would have won. I think he can measure up to this tougher company. He's my value bet, my best for the Ellerslie card, which is a twilight meeting, so good for us. First race, 1 o'clock. Best is O'Carroll, race 4, number 13. She's a talented staying type, hit the line hard for third last start. 2,100 is perfect for her. Whanganui, the other meeting starting off earlier. It is a big card, 9 races, huge fields. My best bet is in the first, so that's early, 10-20. Number 7, Fogarty Fagan. He's had 3 goes, yet to break through, but one of those was an unplaced run behind Ugo Foscolo, and he was really good last start, finishing second. I think he can get away with this, and my value bet is world class. Race 4, number 8, 2 runs back. Ran second to Shillelagh. She resumes here off a good trial. I think she should be pretty hard to beat.
All righty. Well, that leaves us only... That wraps up Saturday. It leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already, with all your favourite features and the form for Friday. Friday night, we've got a double header on Friday night. We've got Canterbury and... Mooney Valley, Canterbury and Cranbourne. There's no sun. Oh, there is a Sunshine Coast Friday night, is there?
Yes.
So there's a triple header. We've got full form for Canterbury and Cranbourne, and we've got fields for Sunshine Coast and fields for a lot of other places. There's a lot of action on Fridays these days as we head into summer. So pick up your winning post as early as you can, study up, and you're going to enjoy a Friday on the punt. And the main feature in Victoria on Friday is at Wodonga, race 6, the Telstra Business Centre Wodonga Cup. Don't imagine you blokes have looked at it, but I can tell you that Daniel Borg of Winning Post is tipping number 2, Entre Nous, to beat 7, Loyalty Man, 1, Tash B, and 11, Murdoch's Joy. You have got some thoughts on that, Joel.
Just the Loyalty Man.
Yeah.
He's got to. Me and Carl were still crying about him on the last day of the Flemington Carnival. Should have won.
And it was good to see the jockey in an interview on racing.com this week said that the horse should have won as well. So he just confirmed.
Yeah, he's in agreement. Yeah. Is he on board, Pat Friday?
Patrick.
He'll make them in. So
he will.
There's your bank for the weekend.
Corkum's also first up from Estelle, so hopefully if the track's not too firm for him and he gets down, you never know, he might run a cheeky race there first up.
And the feature on Sunday in Victoria is race 7 at Traralgon. That is the Ladbrokes Traralgon Cup. Joel, you're going with Tomps Valera. I won't scoff... at that, after Carl getting Pilote Desai up last week.
Well, Temps Valour, yeah, he's getting close. It was a good run last start. He was just... they were going quickly enough at Sandown, and then Prima, jockey on Prima, just thought, no, we're not going quick enough, and just poured the pressure on well before the turn, and the two were left a sitting shot for Damien Oliver's mount on a Chris Waller train runner. The name escapes me, but it was a good run in terms of allure. And round Terrelgan, if you can get to the front, you might take a bit of catching.
All right. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Don't think I managed to keep up my stellar run last week. We'll try and get back on. Not really that keen on anything at Moonee Valley, I must say. And I'm going to go west for the horse I tipped to win the Victoria Derby in 2015. And hasn't won since. Didn't win then, hasn't won since. Will win on Saturday. Race 6, number 11, Kiora Kutu.
All right, well, I'll go Morfettville. Race 3, number 4, Gold Denari.
God, this is weird. You're going to Perth and you're going to Adelaide. I'll go to Melbourne. I'll go race 9, number 7, Star Fortune, 10 each way.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great holiday, Carl. Thank you. Joel and I will speak to you next week on the Preview Podcast.